New segment on the Mouth of Sauron podcast, Mouth of Sauron Agony Aunts. Okay, so we've actually had had a message into the podcast, guys. I'm going to read it out to you all and just see if we can offer any life advice for this listener
here.
We'll
do our best.
Okay,
yeah,
you know?
Do our best, absolutely.
Hey, everyone at the Moz Pod. Long-time listener, first-time contributor. Ooh. I'm not going to say my name as I fear being punished for my loose lips, so let's just call me Tony.
That's fair.
Good, yes, fair.
I'm a 348-year-old orc, and as of late, I've been struggling. It was around this time last year. Me and the boys were walking through the open plain of Dargalad, and after just skimming some poor sod alive, stuffing his member in his mouth, and then setting him and his young family on fire, we were just walking, shooting the shit, and then it hit me. A faint whiff of body odour on the breeze. I turned around, and there she was. Helga. A 29-stone human woman with looks to sing a thousand Umbar ships. I told the others to walk on whilst I dealt with her, but as soon as I approached her, she looked deep into my one slightly slanted eye and said, "We've met before." And that was it. I was besotted. Since then, we've fallen deep in love. We enjoy long walks in the bogs, going for black tar coffees and watching romantic comedies like The Exorcist and the Saw trilogy. However, conversation lately has turned to marriage and, to my utter dread, the consummation of said marriage. She's constantly saying things like, "I can't wait for your bulging orc club," and "I don't know how to tell her that orcs' little clubs are in fact smaller than your average humans." The other day she said, "I bet you've got two heads instead of one," and I just smiled and went back to putting mega holes in our dinner's back. Please help. What should I do? P.S. Keep up the good work. Producer Jimmy is my personal fave and has boundless amounts of talents.
Mm. Right.
So what do we think there for old Tony? What advice can we offer him?
Tony, right. Well, listen, I think first thing to say is any cross-species relationship is always going to have its difficulties. Mm. You know? It is. It just is. Okay.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean that the foundations of those relationships are any different to the foundation of any good relationship.
And what are those foundations built upon, Ash?
Well, the most important one is honesty and truth with each other.
Mm. Is he being truthful to Helga?
He's not being truthful to himself.
That's
And he's certainly not being truthful to Helga. So my advice to Tony would be, start with honesty, buddy.
I think what actually might be helpful to Tony is if one of you could be Tony and the other one of you could be Helga, and I would like it if you could maybe play out the worst case scenario followed by the best case scenario. You know, they start to get romantic. What's the worst thing that could happen when she sees what he's packing down there?
Yeah, sure, easy.
Yeah,
do you want to be Tony or...
I'd rather be Tony.
You'd rather be Tony?
Yeah.
Good, because I'd rather
be Tony.
Okay.
So, just, you know, really... Like, take this seriously, because Tony obviously needs our help here. I just don't want...
Yes.
Let's give
it
a... What is the worst case scenario in this situation for Tony?
You'd like us to play that out first.
I want worst case first, always, yeah. Give me the bad news first.
Okay.
Tony. Why'd she call him Tony?
He didn't want to be known. His real name didn't want to get out there.
Tony.
Here we go.
You know what time it is.
Listen. I need to stop you there. There's something I need to tell you.
I think there's something you need to show me.
No. Stop. Okay? Stop. Every night we get this. Every single night.
I wish every night I got it.
No, stop. Just stop. Tony. You're 29 stone, Helga. You're 29 stone. Why are you laughing?
This isn't about that. It's not about that.
You just said the worst case scenario.
Yeah. You're making more of a comment on her weight here.
It's about his small cock, not how big she is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's an interesting take on this because she might be too big.
She is too big
for that, for the what he's packing.
Yes, we are a mismatch.
And
we are a mismatch.
What he has could be quite delicate.
We're into it. I'm sorry. I know.
I was into it.
You were looking at me in the eyeballs saying I'm 29 stone. All right. I'm sorry.
I think I heard that in there somewhere. Are we still going here? Are we still running?
Still running. Yeah, sorry. Go back to Tony.
Just channel that walk again.
I know, Tony. I know I'm 29 stone. I thought that was part of the attraction to me.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm too much woman for a normal man to handle.
The attraction for me initially to you was that you were different. Listen, I can wander the streets of Mordor and I can find any 29-year-old walk. 20 stone walk. 20 stone. Not 29. 20.
I'm 29 stone and 20 years old, Tony. Get it the right way round.
Okay. You were different.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, it all became about the size of my cock again, didn't it?
I haven't seen your cock. I would love to see your double-headed thronger.
Listen, let me just use your imagination for a minute, all right?
Well, I've got
I'm a corrupted elf. That's what I am.
Yeah?
Do you think that we have impressive cocks? Do you?
Well, look, it's not...
What do you actually expect? When I pull down these little raggedy old trousers, hey? What do you think you'll see down there? You think you're actually going to see something worth seeing, all right?
Well, not now.
Of course you won't.
Not now that you've
said that. Of course you won't.
I thought... Okay? There is a
Listen,
rumour.
I'm insecure.
Oh, Tony, I'm really sorry, but there's a rumour at Mill.
Ooh.
There's a what?
There's a rumour at Mill.
Which Mill?
All the mills.
There's a rumour at all the mills?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, who's been spreading this?
Well, do you want to know the rumour?
Yeah.
Orcs hung like olifants.
Some are, some aren't. And I'm the ones that aren't.
So you're not?
No, I'm not.
Right, well then, out. Oh. Out. Out with you, I say. Take your pitchfork. Take your weird cutting blade, take your bone helmet, all right, and take your tiny cock and take yourself back to the Southlands.
Well, this is my hut.
Okay, sorry. Now, that is the worst case scenario. You get thrown out your own hut.
Yeah.
She says you've got a small cock, shames you for it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that way. You know, this relationship is built on a loving foundation. What is the best case scenario for Tony here?
Wow, okay.
Tony, I won't be turned down again. Now listen, Tony, I don't care what you got between those legs of yours, those deep oak-like twisted skin, legs. I don't care what's there. I want whatever you can give to me.
Listen, Helga. You need to join the back of the queue.
Ooh.
Okay. No, if you knew.
No, Tony, you need to join the back of my queue.
No. If you knew how long human women had been waiting. Queuing up for me, it would shock you. Alright? It would shock you. Okay. You see that little stream of lava outside of our house?
Yeah. Yes.
There's been women queuing up outside of that since Beleriand hadn't sank.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm hung like an olifant.
Well, no, you're not. You're not. You don't understand the...
Yeah. Hold on. Best case scenario, I am.
No. The best case scenario is...
Oh, so in both scenarios, he's got a tiny orc cock.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's just her positive reaction. Like, he has to admit his truth to her.
Well, look, I don't know the rules then. I should have been Helga.
Scrap the whole segment because you fucked it, basically.
I should have been Helga.
What?
I should have been Helga. All right.
My lord. My lord Tony.
Who the fuck are you?
I've been,
I've been waiting out here for days. Well, my feet are burnt from the lava river that's running in front of the door.
Basically, hang on. Like, Tony, here's the situation.
I don't know what we're doing.
You don't know. Okay, you don't know what Helga's reaction is going to be until you tell her you've got a tiny cock. She's either going to be really annoyed by it, not bothered by it, or really happy about it, because maybe she's only got, you know, she's not got a lot down there, perhaps. So here's what I would suggest. Be honest with the ones you love. And, you know, it's always better to know the truth will out, than to hide shameful tiny cock secrets. So just admit your truth to Helga, stick it in one of her flaps, and hope for the best.